Welcome back to Logical with Ludmila, where we untangle the legal knots so that you don't have to. I'm Ludmila Yamalova, a U.S. qualified lawyer based in Dubai. In each episode, we break down complex law into clear, practical insights that you can actually use. In this episode, we're diving into a topic that sits at the crossroads of culture, modernization, and strict legal enforcement, alcohol laws in the United Arab Emirates. The UAE is a country that continues to evolve socially and legally. Alcohol is more accessible today than ever before, but the legal framework around consuming it, purchasing it, and storing it remains uniquely structured. And while the laws have relaxed in many ways, one thing has not changed at all is the consequences when alcohol intersects with public safety, particularly when driving. So in this episode, we will break down what the law actually allows, what requires a license, how consumption rules apply in different emirates, how police enforce the law in real life, and the biggest misunderstandings people still have. So alcohol regulation in the UAE, in terms of the legal framework, has undergone fairly notable legal transitions in the past, maybe not decade, but say maybe half a decade, 5 years. And the country's approach has moved toward greater openness and convenience, particularly to support tourism, hospitality, and economic growth. But this shift has not meant a free-for-all. Instead, it reflects the UAE's broader legal philosophy, modernization with structure and flexibility with quite a bit of oversight. So while the new law decriminalizes alcohol consumption in authorized places, it did not create a nationwide standard. Instead, it preserved the autonomy of each emirate to regulate alcohol according to its own social norms, risk tolerance, and historical practices. So the result is a system where alcohol is legal, but not uniformly regulated. And each emirate operates under its own licensing, trading, and enforcement regime. And local rules determine how alcohol may be purchased, transported, stored, and consumed. And obviously, public safety and cultural sensitivity continue to guide restrictions. So the main law we're talking about, so the baseline, is the federal law number 31 of 2021, which is the UAE criminal law, the penal law. And in particular is Article 363. So that's kind of the cornerstone, the epicenter of alcohol laws of the UAE. And as per this law, just in a high level, consuming, possessing, or trading in alcohol in authorized places is not punishable by law. And this is important because this is a very, very big departure from how things used to be before the law. And so this law was introduced in 2021, so we're talking about 4 years ago. So before then, the law was drafted very differently. It was illegal to drink unless. Now it's the other way around. So the law clearly says that consuming, possessing, and trading in alcohol is not punishable by law. However, it has to be in authorized places. So this provision effectively decriminalizes alcohol consumption, but only within authorized environments. I'll come back to the language of this because I remember when the law was introduced, it was from a legal standpoint for us as legal practitioners, it was a very exciting time. And it was quite a bit of disbelief because the previous law, as I mentioned earlier, was very prohibitive in nature. So alcohol was illegal. And it was illegal under period. And then there was an additional layer to it that was especially illegal and punishable even more if it was drunk by someone who was Muslim. So now this law, it was no more. It was completely scraped altogether. And the new law just says alcohol is no longer punishable. And it does not discriminate anymore between religions, and in particular between Muslims and non-Muslims. But the law, that same provision, does state that the regulatory authority in each emirate have the right or the authority to decide on how to license alcohol, your trade, consumption, licensing, and so forth, the trading, the sale and distribution, possession rules, and personal use requirements. So each emirate, so that the specific nuances are left to the emirates. In other words, if you look at it overarching level, there's a federal law that says alcohol is not punishable, i.e. alcohol is not illegal. Yet the specific Emirates can make their own regulations that will regulate how the alcohol is traded, sort of purchased, transported, and such. That's basically the overall structure. And this is important to remember because those who come to the UAE or as visitors, but or somebody who is new to the UAE, but even a lot of UAE residents still do not quite comprehend the underlying legal structure for alcohol laws in the UAE. So it's still very much Emirate, while at a high level. It's no longer criminal, but it's in terms of just the kind of day-to-day relationship with anything to do with alcohol is very much depending on which emirate you are in and which circumstance you're in. And so Article 363 in the penal law or the criminal law that I mentioned, it has several subsections. And so each one of the subsections sort of deals with specific aspects of consuming or trading with alcohol. So, for example, Section 1, and that's kind of the main article that most refer to, and that clearly sort of states this, that no penalty shall be imposed on drinking, possessing or trading alcoholic drinks in cases and at places authorized in accordance with the legislation in force, and the legislation in force being whatever the laws at the federal level or the specific emirates may put in place, and that each emirate shall have regulations for the use, circulation, and possession or trading in alcoholic drinks. So what this means is that officially, while alcohol is decriminalized, but with certain conditions. So alcohol is still legal only in authorized places. And what qualifies as authorized places is defined not by federal law, but by each individual emirate. So every emirate sets its own rules, for example, for how consumption can be, sort of the rules for consumption, circulation, possession, trading, and licensing. And in particular, we can go through this a little later. Consumption, certain emirates are very specific about how requirements that are attached to the consumption of alcohol, in particular, alcohol license. And then that's basically article, the subset one of Article 363, which once again says it's not illegal, but only it must be in authorized places. And it's for the emirates to decide what the authorized places are. But then there's a second article in the law that says criminalizing all unlicensed alcohol activities. So that's the one that talks more about just penalties. And basically, if you are consuming alcohol in unlicensed alcohol in facilities, then that leads to very specific penalties. So, for example, the penalty of incarceration and or fine not less than 500,000 or $500,000 dirhams shall be imposed on anyone who possesses, manufactures, brings, promotes, sells, or prepares a place for the consumption of alcoholic drinks without a license or in violation of the terms of the license. In all other cases, sort of other than the ones that are authorized. So this is basically somebody dealing with alcohol in not authorized places. So the fine is quite severe. It's $500,000 dirhams plus potentially some sort of jail sentence or incarceration. So what this means is that alcohol becomes kind of a criminal offense when it is unlicensed or unauthorized. And this includes anything from possessing without alcohol without authorization or manufacturing alcohol, importing or transporting unlawfully, or selling alcohol without a commercial license, operating a space for illegal drinking, or facilitating or promoting alcohol distribution without approval. And so, as I said, the penalties are severe, so the impact is pretty serious. So it's not a small offense. So then the third, I guess, part or aspect of that law is that drinking, and this is perhaps could be important to highlight because it could be a bit of a surprise to especially visitors, but there is a differentiation in the law between drinking in general and drinking in public places and in public intoxication, which basically means that there's a penalty of could be of imprisonment of up to 6 months and a minimum fine 100,000 dirhams for anybody who drinks in public or drinks alcohol in unlicensed venues or who is found drunk in public and cause disturbance, nuisance, or disorder. So this is a big one. It's a very small little line in the law, but actually it means a lot in practice. And we've had cases, loads of cases, where tourists come and they, again, they take the UAE's and Dubai's in particular sort of reputation and perhaps image of being very sort of relaxed, welcoming, and tourist-friendly a little too far. So they come here to visit and they drink too much and they go in public and they cause disturbance, nuisance, and disorder. And that we've had many cases like that in our practice. The crime is not the drinking. It's not even the drinking, being drunk in a public space, but it's being drunk in public space and causing disturbance or causing a nuisance or disorder. And, you know, and then we've seen a number of people who, when they drink, they really cause disturbance. It's very obvious. They're falling off their feet. And these are, by the way, again, real cases that we've handled in our practice over the years. So that's still illegal. So that's what's important to highlight, especially for tourists. That just because you come here does not give you, and you can now you know that you're not doing committing a crime by drinking, and you can also drink in hotels and, you know, on the licensed institutions. It does not mean that coming inebriated, heavily inebriated, and being too intoxicated and disorderly in public is still okay. It is not. It's the opposite, and you can end up in prison for up to six months and pay a fine of minimum of 100,000 dirhams. That's about $30,000. So this again, we've had represented clients over the years, all too many, exactly over this offense. So remember, if you do drink and if you drink heavily, just you stay kind of in the premises where in the hotels you're fine, because it's the hotels are licensed to sort of serve alcohol, and sort of they're not considered to be such private places or public places rather. So, but try to stay in private places and not go in public. And then there is also provision in the law that deals specifically with supplying alcohol to minors. And that also kind of sets a standard for minimum drinking age. And that's, it's obviously selling to minors is illegal. And minors in this context is the age of 21. So anybody below 21 is not allowed to drink. And therefore, anybody who serves alcohol to anyone who is under the age of 21 are also breaching the law or in violation of the law. So, and then can face severe fines. So, for example, the fines could be up to 100,000 dirhams, which is quite significant, and also a penalty of incarceration, so jail sentence. That's why the requirement, they do have to make sure that they request it. You know, the official ID or passport and check their age. And so there are some exceptions also in the rules. So if the person has checked and the age and they verify, but it turns out that they actually were not that age, so there's some sort of mitigating circumstances. But otherwise, then the burden is pretty heavy. So this is just, I guess, a reminder for all those who facilities or venues who are licensed to serve alcohol, that they check their patrons closely. And also the law provides kind of for the measures, you know, what happens if somebody has broken the law, you know, what are some of the repercussions on the commercial institutions for having done that, you know, obviously, or even not commercial institutions, whoever it is that possesses alcohol, goes from anything, confiscation of all the seized alcohol and confiscations of profits and equipment used in illegal activity, and also closure of the shop, a location where the offense occurred, and possible deportation for expats. So the practical impact of this law, and again, this is basically the alcohol law, if you will, that applies across the UAE, is that it reinforces two principles. You know, illegal alcohol activity is treated as a serious criminal matter, and deportation remains a real and often applied consequence for expats, if the underlying circumstances are significant. So in summary, what's kind of like, what are the parameters of the alcohol law? So one is alcohol is not illegal, but the minimum age is 21. It applies basically, the alcohol is not illegal, period. So, which means it applies to non-Muslims and Muslims, and also so and tourists, and any basically residents, anybody who's purchasing from licensed retailers and hotels and restaurants. So that's, so alcohol is not illegal as long as they are, it's being either consumed in their private home or through licensed retailers. So where is basically, so now let's kind of go through where is consumption allowed, because also there's quite a bit of nuances. So this is where the nuances come into play between the Emirates. So the consumption, there's obviously your sort of your private home and private residence and kind of and licensed venues and all events held that sort of that have a license to serve alcohol. That's basically considered to be authorized circumstances for consuming alcohol, in other words, hotels, or your home, but where it is remains illegal. It's in public parks, beaches, streets, or unlicensed areas, and vehicles. Even as a passenger, if the passenger is being transported improperly, in any place, it does not hold a commercial alcohol license, so it remains illegal. And as I said earlier, the public intoxication is a separate offense. So please be sensible. Now, with regards to licensing, there's two types of licensing. There's a personal license and there's a commercial license. The personal license is that you as a person, where you are allowed to drink. And then the commercial license is who it is as a business is allowed to sell or offer alcohol. So the personal license, this is where nuances between the Emirates really come into play. So, for example, the personal license is a permission for like an individual to purchase, transport, and store alcohol in a private residence. So it's just, you know, basically, if you think about it, it's to purchase, transport, and store. Not so much to drinking, because drinking is not illegal. But the modern reality, such as the personal licenses, are sort of fading in a lot of places. But not quite fully irrelevant. Yes. To an extent, their legal necessity has dropped, but their sort of investigative relevance sometimes remains. And I'll explain shortly what I mean by that. Then for commercial licenses, like for businesses, at a high level, basically any business that serves alcohol has to have an alcohol license. And, you know, in order to apply for an alcohol license, that's where each Emirates regulations come into play. But generally speaking, it can only, the institutions that can apply are like hotels, bars, restaurants, clubs, retail stores, event organizers, distributors. These are the entities that can apply for alcohol license. And if they receive, then obviously then they're licensed to sell. But just because it's a hotel or a restaurant or some other sort of retail shop does not mean that it will receive the alcohol license. And this is, you know, some Emirates are much stricter at who they grant, which one of these businesses they would actually grant the license. So in terms of personal license, it's a lot more relaxed. It's a lot easier to buy alcohol than before. But in terms of commercial license, more or less remain the same. So now let me tell you a little more about the personal license. So this is where it's issued in specific Emirate. And at this point, what we've been able to conclude once again, sort of this is the newest update, is that Dubai remains to be the only Emirate in the UAE that still has this personal alcohol license. And in Dubai, the license is issued by one of the two alcohol distributors, is the African Eastern or MMI. And by the way, this license can be requested through the Dubai, say, DXB license app, and you can choose which one of these retailers you want the license to be issued. And then these days, I mean, they'll issue you a hard copy license, but more or less it's all digital now. So that's in Dubai, and that's basically the only Emirate that still seems to have this requirement of a license, a personal license. Now, there's a few things about the license itself. So in the past, perhaps to kind of give it more color, it's helpful to compare how things used to be. So in the past, to obtain this license, it was only available for non-Muslims. You had to apply and then you to one of these retailers, and then it would go to the police and then the CID. And then depending on, this is where also the religion would be verified through those channels to see if the person might have been listed as a Muslim. And so if it was Muslim, then the ID would get rejected, would not, you know, or I guess no ID, that the application would be rejected. And then one of the nuances was that it was always linked to your employment, and particularly your employment contract, and particularly the salary in your contract. So you can only buy, and there would be always an allotment or a cap of how much alcohol you could buy per month. And that cap was proportionate to your salary. So the more you earned, the more you could buy. The less you earned, the less you could buy. So that's how it used to be. So even if you had a license, you could only buy X amount of liters, I guess, of alcohol per month, depending on your listed salary in the contract. So now, where we are now. So the license still exists, the same to retailers in Dubai, but you no longer need to, it's no longer sort of, I mean, maybe there's some kind of a check in the back end that happens with authorities, including the CID. It's not visible anymore, but certainly it's not linked to religion or any kind of, you know, so it's basically everybody gets granted a license, in other words. So there's no more qualification requirement. One and two, there's no requirement of an employment contract and a salary, so it's not linked to your salary anymore. So anyone can get a license, Muslim or non-Muslim, and you get it basically on the spot as you apply through the app. And it's not linked to your salary anymore. So that's kind of where we are now. So this just give an example of how things have progressed. However, I'm not sure if it's a requirement, but the practice of having the license still exists. What's interesting is that in Dubai in particular, it's been more relevant recently. We have seen some of our clients who have fallen kind of on the wrong side of the law and then drinking and driving, being caught or apprehended while they were drinking and driving. And so in that case, it seems to be that sort of the possession of that license becomes, it seems to be a lot more relevant. So in our clients' cases, the police asked if they had a license to drink, even though the client, for example, had drunk in the authorized premises, i.e. the hotel. But so it seemed that for the police that alcohol license, the presence, the possession of alcohol license was important. So they wanted to know whether it existed. Then the prosecutor also wanted to know whether there was a license. We presented ultimately to the system, to the case file, a copy of the license. Even the judge wanted to know. And the judge even commented in a decision about the possession of the license. So it seems to, at this point in time, within Dubai, the authorities still want to see that license. Now, this is more of a practical application of the law, but the authorities still want to see the license, although that's not a license to drink, it's a license to buy, and ultimately kind of drinking your premises. So I guess the moral of the story for anyone who lives in the UAE and who drinks, that's for residents, who drinks, make sure that apply for the license, because as I mentioned earlier, it's easy to do. There's no more qualification requirements, not linked to your salary and such. So it's easy to do it, because if anything happens, it helps. It sort of mitigates circumstances, as we have seen, because it does still matter to the authorities. They still refer to it. They still ask questions, and they still include references to it in the sort of the final court verdicts or judgments. So that's kind of the moral of the story. That's in Dubai. Now, by the way, to have this license, you don't need to be a Dubai resident. So you could be an Abu Dhabi resident, you could be a Sharjah resident, you could be any other resident. You can still apply and have this alcohol license that's issued for Dubai through one of these retailers. So that's, you know, that's Dubai for you. Now, that's basically the only emirate that we know of that still has a personal license. No other emirate has that sort of requirement. Now, just to kind of give you a quick rundown in terms of the difference of the alcohol application of alcohol laws across the UAE, different emirates. You know, I've talked about Dubai now, also from the perspective of Dubai and commercial institutions. And in Dubai, still most from a business perspective, mostly. Premises that are hotels or premises that are attached to hotels are granted a license or allowed to have a license to serve alcohol. Let's say if it's a standalone mom and pop, Italian store somewhere, that is, for the time being, that space is still kind of regulated in Dubai. So there have been a few more exceptions than in the past, but still it seems that the rule is still, it's up to the authorities, and the authorities for the time being are only licensing referencing kind of hotel and hotel related premises. Now that's Dubai. So in Sharjah perhaps kind of at a simple way is the most, the driest emirate, if you will. So it still has some of the strictest rules. It's still no alcohol consumption, no alcohol sale, no alcoholic possession or transport, no commercial licensing, kind of no personal licensing. So it's truly like even possessing alcohol can potentially be an issue in Sharjah. So it's still, it is kind of the far end of the regulatory spectrum. And then we've got Abu Dhabi. So Abu Dhabi is actually a lot more relaxed than Dubai, to many people's surprise. Abu Dhabi does not have a personal license like we have in Dubai. And I think back in the old days, there might have been one, but they've done away with it. There's no requirement of an alcohol license. You can go and buy alcohol anywhere. And even in the past, the license was sort of limited utility. And in terms of the commercial licenses, it's a lot more kind of relaxed in terms of who they authorize to serve alcohol. So it's sort of considered to be still the clearest kind of a straightforward system, and most transparent in terms of, you know, which businesses qualify to obtain a license. Then you have, you know, the other sort of Northern Emirates, which are the remaining one, the Ajman, Emel Kuwain, Ras Al Khaimah, and Fujairah. I mean, at a high level, none of them have the personal license, and from the commercial licensing standpoint, they all sort of license license in different ways, different establishments that are sort of kind of that are to whom serving alcohol is conducive to their kind of practice. And generally speaking, they are adopt a more permissive retail rules, particularly for visitors crossing between Emirates, and sort of while maintaining strict enforcement and public consumption and transport rules. So Ras Al Khaimah probably is the next one. Not only most sort of progressive, if you will, in this sense, because it has its own law that's dedicated. It's law number 4 of 2021 that's dedicated on regulating and trading of alcoholic beverages. So that's in addition to the federal law. It has its own law that specifically targets the consumption and the trading of alcohol. And it's, again, the same principles and more or less the same principles. No public consumption of alcohol. Drinking on licensed areas is still prohibited. And then for, you know, personal licensing, like in Abu Dhabi, no license is required, and for individuals, and, you know, and from the commercial standpoint, it's mainly all the same kind of usual suspects: hotels, retailers, restaurants that can have license to serve alcohol. Ajman is also quite has a very permissive and retail-friendly model, particularly geared towards sort of residents of neighboring Emirates. And same sort of thing again: alcohol may be consumed only in authorized locations. Public drinking is against the law, and then there's no personal licensing requirement, and commercial license is basically the same. And then there's the Fujairah, same sort of thing. It's very much has a is hospitality based Emirates, so it's very hospitality focused. There's personal consumption is allowed, no requirement of a license, and anything to do with commercial licensing, hotels and restaurants, again, they need to be licensed to serve alcohol, and they are, many of them are licensed, so it's legal to drink in Fujairah as well. And then it leaves us with Emel Kuwain, which is perhaps the most kind of relaxed consumer system in the UAE, especially in terms of retail availability. There's many different shops that sell alcohol. They seem to be licensed to sell alcohol. There's a lot more flexible regulations there. But again, public consumption and consumption unauthorized place, once again, is prohibited. And generally speaking, there's no license, no personal license requirement, and at a commercial level, as I said, there's a lot more retailers that seem to be licensed. So in conclusion, the UAE's alcohol framework, legal framework that is, so is built on the one principle: modernization with control. So federal law decriminalizes consumption in authorized places, but each emirate retains full authority over how alcohol is purchased, licensed, transported, and consumed. So Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Ras Al Khaimah operate kind of liberal tourism-driven systems, while the other emirates have sort of a similar system, with Sharjah maintaining complete prohibition. And generally speaking, across all emirates, the legal constraints remain clear. Alcohol is allowed only in authorized places and licensed places, and public consumption and licensed activities are prohibited. And commercial licensing is mandatory everywhere that's alcohol served. So as a result, we've got a system that sort of accommodates the country's growth while preserving cultural and public safety priorities. That's all for this episode of Logical with Ludmila. If you found this episode useful and you like what we do, you can always find more on our website, lylawyers.com. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And for the full experience, you can watch our video podcast on YouTube. Until next time, stay informed, stay safe, and keep things logical.